Shiagari Entertainment proudly presents The Finisher, Issue 3, Thinking Caps On. Jim Mitchell, The Finisher, is out for a morning jog. A truck is behind him, a pickup truck. It closes in. A man is drinking beer and driving. Jim senses the trouble and he says in his mind, "Can't get an early jog in. Well, here goes." As the pickup truck screeches, Jim does a spectacular backflip high into the air, landing into the bed of the pickup truck. In his backpack, he has his uniform as the Finisher. As the driver turns around to view the bed of his truck, there before him is the Finisher. And he says, "Whoa, what's the Finisher doing here?" At that moment, the Finisher jumps through the window, landing into the cab of the pickup truck, which causes it to crash as the driver is stunned. On the side of the road, the truck burns, and Jim holds the man by his collar and yells at him, "Who sent you, huh? Who sent you to take out the Finisher?" And the man in fear replies, "Nah, man, I ain't mean nothing, just drunk is all." A certain paranoia takes over any man of considerable physical and mental prowess after being kidnapped and having his mission compromised. Finn ponders whether anyone else knows his secret identity. It doesn't help that he feels he's being followed. The next day at Stephen College, Jim Mitchell addresses his students. "Good morning, students. My name is Dr. Jim Mitchell, and this is kinesiology. The first rule of class is you can call me Jim. Or professor, if you prefer. Let's define kinesiology. The study of human movement, the use of science to improve movement in various areas," says a strange man standing in the doorway. The class turns to see him. And Jim says, "Good answer, but you're not in my class. Who are you?" "Professor C. Scollinger. I'm new here. Think you could show me around after your class?" "Sure. See you then." After class, as they walk the grounds, "I teach criminology here. Understanding the criminal mind is a passion of mine." Later that night, a policeman looks up in fear at the top of a building where he sees there's a truck at the very top, over there, hanging over the edge. "That armored truck is about to go over the edge. Nothing can stop it now. I can." At that moment, they realize the Finisher is standing behind them. He fires a grappling hook and pulls himself to the top of the building as he hears a voice say, "Well, well, well. If it isn't the man they call the Finisher. Funny, I thought you'd be taller. What is this? Are you the reason all these cops are here? Is this some kind of sick joke? Look, I don't know who you think you are, but risking people's lives is a good way to get on my bad side. I want to know what made you think this little stunt you pulled was a good idea. My name is Skullcap. This little test, if you will, was my chance to see if you're as good as they say. A bit dramatic, I know. But don't worry about me. There's a man going over an edge that needs rescuing. At that moment, the truck falls from the building. And the man in the truck, the armored truck, yells, "Help!" as the finisher descends down the building after it with his arms out. His grappling hook grabs the doors to the rear of the truck, pulling it open as money flies into the air. They're both descending toward the earth at a rapid pace. Finisher makes his way inside, gets to the front, and he says, "Take my hand." As the truck driver looks shocked as he sees how close they're getting to crashing, they descend out of the truck on the grappling hook as an explosion happens on the ground underneath. The police celebrate. The finisher makes his way back to the top of the building and he says, "Skullcap, let's finish this." He's gone. And the man he rescued says, "Can I go home now?" Next day, in the cafeteria, Jim is having a cup of morning coffee as Professor Scullinger walks by. "Rough night, Dr. Mitchell?" "Yeah, Dr. Scullinger." And as Dr. Scullinger walks away, he says, "I had quite the adventure myself last night." "Good morning, Dr. Mitchell. I hope you don't mind if I join you for a bit." He sees Professor Keturah, a female colleague of his. "Of course not, Ket. Sit. So I hear you're going to be on TV. Some kind of mock psychoanalysis. But on who?" "The Finisher. Isn't it cool? I just wish I could meet him for real. Jim, are you all right?" I'm good. So Dr. Katoria Carey is going to be on TV. Cool. Say, Scully and his girl are going to the movies this weekend. Want to come?" "A date, huh? I think I might be available." "Sounds great, Jim. As long as we go see The Brooding Warrior." Everybody's saying it's great. "So it's a date? You better believe it." The end. For more, go to indieplanet.com to read The Finisher and many other titles. Thank you for listening.